Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're dealing with today is real-life examples of the healing ministry, and this is part three of a seven-part series. And the topic we're doing, the first topic, a short leg grows back to its full length and the backbones become straight of people. While I was in a church service, the pastor called out to a congregation for everyone who needed healing, and a number of people came forward. One man had a leg shorter than his other by about 2.5 centimeters or 1 inch. The pastor asked the man to sit down on a chair out front in full stage in full view of the whole congregation. The pastor then raised both of the man's legs parallel to the floor to see the difference in length. I was assisting the pastor at the time, so I was a witness to what happened next. The pastor called for healing in the name of Jesus and for the shorter leg to grow. As I watched, the shorter leg grew to full length over about a 10-minute period of time. A number of other people came out with back problems, and as the backbones were not straight but crooked, this could be seen as people raised both of their arms above their heads and put their hands together. It could be easily seen that in all cases that the left and right hands of each person were not equal in position or in the same length. After the pastor prayed for each person, I could see the arms slowly extending to where both hands became equal in position. God was correcting the problem in their backbones and at the same time straightening their backs. The process took also about 10 to 15 minutes. What's the answer or what came out of this healing experience? Be patient. Do not give up if you do not see instant results. Your prayer in healing is working, so don't stop it. Topic number two, a young boy on the beach prays for himself. I can remember a time when I took my two young boys down to the beach. The youngest was about 9 years of age and developed stomach pains. I told him to lie down on a beach towel and then I would pray for him. I laid hands upon him and prayed in the name of Jesus, but nothing happened. He still had the pains. I told him just to wait a moment while I walked away for a short time or short distance to pray for the situation. I asked the Lord what happened, for I prayed in faith in the name of Jesus for him to be healed, but nothing happened. While I was waiting for the answer, I heard a voice behind me saying, "Dad, I'm okay now." It was my son. He had no more pain. I asked him what happened, and he said, "I prayed for myself." And just then the Lord said to me that he was old enough to pray for himself now. What comes out of this short example? First thing is, teach people to pray for themselves as well as for others. Don't always wait for the pastor to come and pray, but teach others to pray for themselves and to pray in faith for other people. The second point, do not wait for the pastor or elders to pray for you. You pray for your own healings when necessary and wherever necessary. Topic number three, a young man with a broken ankle. During my time learning street evangelism, I remember a young man walking up to me to talk. He had a broken ankle in a cast and he was on crutches to help him walk. I asked him what happened to his ankle and he told me that he had just broken it the day before our meeting. I asked him if he was a Christian. He said yes. I then asked him, "Do you believe that God heals?" He said yes. Then I asked him to sit down on a chair. I laid both hands around his ankle and I prayed and it be in the name of Jesus for the bones and ankle to be healed. He said to me, "What are you doing? Because it's getting hot in the cast." I said to him that was the healing anointing, the power of God healing him. After we finished, he went away still on the crutches. The next week, at the same place where I was doing street evangelism, a young man walked up to me and said, "Do you remember me?" I said that his face was familiar, but I could not remember him. He told me that he was the person that I prayed for last week with the broken ankle. I looked down at the ankle and there was no cast. He was healed. He then told me that he went to the doctor the next day after I had prayed and asked the doctor to do an x-ray once again. The doctor said it was no longer broken and cut the cast off. Normally the healing process takes from 6 to 8 weeks, but God took only a few minutes to do the healing. What are the points to learn through this testimony? The first point, lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. You do this by faith and according to the word of God, in obedience to the word of God, and believe the Holy Spirit to help you. Second point, God is still in the healing business, and that proves it. Third point, your job is to lay hands and pray. God does the healing through the Holy Spirit and His angels. Thank you for being with me on these testimonies. The next testimony coming up will be in part four, and it's got to do with a waitress and a twisted ankle testimony. Thank you and God bless.